Good afternoon. This weekend has seen the start of this year's instalment of the Notts Varsity between University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent. So far, three events have been played, with UNIOV claiming victory in both men's and women's volleyball. However, Trent emerged victorious in the rugby league match on Saturday. Check the SU website for details on how to attend upcoming varsity events. Portland Hill will be closed from today until the start of the next academic year. The closure is a result of landscaping work being carried out by the university, which is part of the overall redevelopment of the Portland building. Access to the building will not be restricted while the works take place. In national news, Labour will refuse to support any Brexit deal supported by the government if it doesn't meet the six tests laid out by the party. Shadow Brexit Secretary Keith Starmer said that any deal must maintain a strong relationship with the EU ahead of Wednesday's triggering of Article 50. Two technicians have been arrested in Hong Kong after an incident involving a malfunctioning escalator. The two men are suspected of tampering with the escalator after a malfunction caused it to change direction at high speed, causing injuries to 18 people. In entertainment, the government is set to explore claims that a police risk assessment form has been used in a racist way to target grime artists. Rappers Giggs and P Money have had shows and tours cancelled on police advice in the past, and the Culture Minister Matt Hancock is set to meet London Mayor Sadiq Khan in order to discuss use of the form in London. And in sport, Jermaine Defoe marked his first England appearance in 4 years with a goal, as England earned a 2-0 win in their World Cup qualifier against Lithuania at Wembley. The weather today will be slightly cloudy with occasional sunny spells and a high of 11. That's all the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Malik, the time is now 1:32, and back over to Inga.
Thanks, Malik.